I want to talk to you about, is it past the lives, as you like to call it, past lives?
Okay.
Did you like the film?
What can I say about what I can say about Past the Lives is that everybody's going on and on about how what a deep, reflective and thoughtful film it is. And yes, the characters are very sort of, I did like the whole Korea part and moving and the life and seeing her
Is that
backstory.
because Korea now has become quite popular with the
No, I mean,
soju
I
and Korea
enjoyed.
barbecue or what, or just with that thing or what?
I think it's just an enjoyable thing to watch because it sort of mirrors the kind of stories that a lot of people sort of from my sort of group would have had, that we either were born here to immigrant parents or they had immigrated here at very young ages. You don't often kind of see that. And then her whole life in Japan for a little while, and her dad taking her, and the weird things with the dad and her work, all that kind of stuff was quite interesting. But
When
then,
was she in Japan?
but didn't her dad take her dad lived in Japan first, wasn't it? And then her grandma took her to America.
What are we talking about? I
Is that
totally
did not
missed
happen
this.
past the lives?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Did I watch the same film? Didn't they leave Korea to go to America?
They left South Korea.
Yeah, to go to America. Because that's all I know. The Japan part, unless you have decided to watch a different version of the
Wait,
film,
what film am I talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is a love story between two people.
What film am I
I
talking about?
don't
With the
know.
Japan and the grandma kidnaps the daughter and takes her to America.
don't know what you're talking about, mate. This one,
What, is this not the same film? She takes the
no.
grandma and she's like, we're going,
No, I
takes her to America, and the dad is just like left behind, and what happened to him? And
nope. This is the two classmates. They're young
mate,
and they.
okay, let's talk about this next week because I
I
need to re-remember this because I have literally mixing two films together.
think you are mixing two films together. This is the one when she marries a Jewish American man,
Yeah.
and she's. While she's a teenage, they she reconnects with her old school friend, and they have unfinished business over time.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I listened to a podcast about this girl and this woman, and she that's this is what happened to her.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't watch Past the Lives. Yeah, you do watch Past the Lives. So yeah, I thought
No,
so.
I did watch Past the Lives, actually. I did. So I do remember Past the Lives now, actually. I do remember it. She and the little boy live kind of next door to each other. They're both
Okay.
very like they both are very high achievers at school, and but whenever he beats her, she cries or something, even though he doesn't. She gets pit. I don't know. There was some sort of like that. Then they move, don't they, to Canada as a family, and then they move to New York finally, or she leaves
She
to move to
moves to New
Canada.
York because I think she's a writer or something.
Yeah, I do remember Past the Lives.
Okay.
So actually, what I will say about Past Lives is that I don't think I really enjoyed it that much as a film. I enjoyed some of it, like the moving around and the past and all that, but the actual kind of main crux of the story with the sort of her past boyfriend that never really was, with her
Her
current boyfriend
boyfriend,
that kind of
yeah.
was, that whole thing of those two lives into kind of like, I don't know, coming together at this point, re and her is almost to do with her heritage as well, like
Yeah, that's what
American
I
versus.
got. Is the union thing when they were trying to explain that of people that you met in your past that you reconnect with now and everything. And then, and when she was seducing her current husband and stuff. What I do get from the film that I was a bit like, that husband, he took that quite well. Because I would be like, what do you mean you're going to meet your boyfriend when you were 12? has come to see you in New York. Does he know you're married? Yeah. I mean, like, what's he doing here then? What does he come? He's come to, and
Well,
we can.
she's explained it before, isn't it? That they were,
Yeah,
since
but
kids, they
she
were
should have
friends.
told him no. It's long. Stop the conversation.
Yeah,
What? How old
but the
were
thing is,
they?
they've been friends since childhood.
Oh, but they reconnected, and then you know they had that bond or love between each other of what could have or what could have been. And I was just like, okay, it's a nice story, but normal people would have gotten over this ages ago. At 12 years old, you would not remember this person. You
But
would have
that's
been
a
out.
connection to her previous life, to her, the life that they left behind. And
So
also
how's
they had that connection. Even now, when they met, they still had that connection. As much as she might like her very underdeveloped boyfriend, who we don't really understand why she likes him, because they don't really show that or show us why they're such a good
But they
couple.
were together all the time. I was like, what is this thing? Don't they have friends? I was
Yeah.
like, what's going on here?
It's
Like, they're
cost of
together
living.
all.
It's realistic.
So what, they can't have
It's their tiny
friends?
apartment.
No, but they don't have any friends. And he started to be like, oh, look, I didn't
I'm
understand why
learning.
you liked me in the first
Yeah.
place.
But you also have to remember that this is a real situation, because the writer actually, this actually happened. She was sat there with her past life boyfriend, with her current, white boyfriend
Yeah,
in
but he's
somewhere,
not your past
translating
life.
between the two.
He's
She
not
was
your
actually doing
past.
that.
Yeah, but it's not your past life boyfriend. You were 12. You
You
know what I
were, but then they
mean?
reconnected. I mean, they were literally talking every single day,
Every
weren't they?
single day and everything, the time thing there. I'll be like, yeah, okay. But loneliness must have, the guy said it as well, like, there was no other guy before. So as soon as she met this guy at the writer's retreat, that was it for her. She was done. They got married and all those sort of thing. And then she said something about the green card and everything like that. So I feel like, okay, maybe she was felt, maybe did she feel that like she was missing out on something or something like that? I just didn't quite connect to the story. I was like, really? And him coming all that, and it's like, all right, he didn't have money to come and visit her, and he had to get a but why couldn't a visa, I meant to say a visa, so he could have got a visa to go and visit her in New York, if you get what I mean. It's not, Koreans can't go to, they can travel outside, and yeah, it costs money, but if this is
Yeah,
the,
but
if this
it
is.
wasn't, it was the, it's also, I guess, the distance, because his life is over there. He's not planning to move to America. At the time during their relationship, when it was kind of like they were talking every day, he was trying to learn Mandarin because he was going to move to China. So that at that point, she was just like, and you know what? We need to stop talking.
Yeah, it's true. And the thing is, when she said we need to stop talking, it seemed as though she wanted him to say no, let's carry on. You're not going
Maybe she
anywhere.
does, but she is still making the, she, what she's saying is still right, that they should stop talking.
And as soon as she stopped talking, she went to that writer's retreat and found her husband. Oh well, he kind of makes this there because he said, if there was some other guy that went there and you had the same sort of when Arthur has his little, what's it called, crying moment of that, I did
He
feel
feels
that,
like he's the person, he's like, this is like some sort of really long, drawn out, amazing love story, and I'm just like in the way. I've married you and sort of spoiled it, and you just wanted me for a green card, didn't you?
that kind of thing. So I was like, what is
I thought
going
that was a
on
really good
here?
scene.
Yeah, it was a good scene, but I'm like, what's going on here, really? What is this film about? 2 days she goes to hang out with this guy, then in the evening she meets him to bring the husband. I don't see that ever
And
happening with my
do you know
wife.
what made me find it
I
very
don't care
difficult?
what my wife says to me. I'm
Listen,
like,
it might
nah.
not be happening for you, but this literally did really happen for the
Yeah, that's what
writer.
I said. I said, this guy,
Just because you're a
Arthur,
very
is.
controlling.
No, I said this guy Arthur's a very strong man because really, whatever that was a madness to be sitting there while your wife who has awoken feelings for this guy
That's
You
past
have to, because
feelings for this
yeah,
guy.
no man, she it's a working feelings. It's
It's a
from a
past
12-year-old,
feeling.
from a
It's
12-year-old
past
feeling.
feelings.
Oh
Come on.
please, man.
She's married to you. I mean,
Yeah,
you need to.
whatever.
I feel like
12
you
years,
would probably
it's a
be more
decent,
secure than you think. I mean, because
no, it's a decent,
listen, in real
it's a
life,
great
you're not going to watch
idea
a
for a
film.
film. It's a great idea for a film, but reality, it doesn't make sense to me. Especially when he had to hug her at the end when she was crying when he left. I was like, yo, but what are you crying about? What are you crying about? That would be, it would have been a fight. I'd be like, what are you crying about?
I don't know what she is crying for. Is she crying for the life she didn't have? Is she crying for the past? Is she crying? What is she crying for? Is she crying that she didn't get to be with him?
I'm like, go chase the
There's so
car
many
then.
questions.
I mean, what? I take it out of her hand. Go and chase the car and sort that out. Because it looked like they wanted to kiss at the end or hug or whatever it is. I was like, what are you two doing here? Come on,
Do you think they were going to have a
do it.
smoochie?
Yeah, I thought they were going to have a smooch. I was like, it was one of those things of that they were longing for. Even him too. How rude was he to come
Well, he
to
asked.
America?
He was
To
welcomed.
America, America,
He was
and be like, I'm
welcomed.
coming.
He was asked and welcomed. And also, he knew that she was married.
Yeah, but he knew, and there was a part that he says, oh, does your husband know I'm coming? That part, I would have been like, what do you mean, does my husband know you're coming? You know that
Well,
there's
that's a good
something a bit
question to
dodgy.
ask. That's
Yeah,
awkward if he
dodgy.
doesn't.
It, but he didn't care about the awkwardness at all. He could have been carried on sending her emails because she even was like, oh, what's it called? This guy is coming to America, and she's like, I don't. And she goes, oh, she doesn't know why she's going to meet him. Then when she gets home, she's like, yeah, he came to see me. And then they have that awkward moment of stuff like that. I said, like, what do you mean you don't know what he's come to see you? The two of you are in love on Skype, talking to each other. That dedication, you had a connection. He was love. You were not just friends. You were in love with each other. And then you decided to break up, and then you didn't really want to break up. He didn't know how to understand it, and then reality stepped in of that. Yeah, all right, you're different time zones, yada yada yada. But he never got over it. He never got over it. Even with his girlfriend, he couldn't move on
That's just what life's like. Life is messy. It's not like a film.
from
It's like
12
life is
from
messy.
being 12 and. He too. He was 12.
I will say that we have talked more animatedly about this than we have anything else. So that proves that is actually quite an interesting premise in film. And also, you have to remember that if it was a normal Hollywood film, if it was any other film, it wouldn't be about her staying with her husband. It would be about this, star-crossed lovers that finally get to be together. And the husband steps out of the way and goes, "No, you guys deserve it all your life. I'm going to leave. Be happy," and goes. And it, or it would be a film about a choice: which man do I choose?
I'm
You know
killing
what I
them
mean?
both.
Whereas this is not either of those stereotypes. This is this. It was actually, but do you know what? The thing that I found very difficult about the film, for my enjoyment's sake, was that, the final kind of scene when they're like in the before the final scene when they're in the restaurant together
Yeah.
and the husband's just sitting there. I could not concentrate on that scene at all, at all. The only thing I could not stop thinking about is and feeling very, very, very awkward. You know what I mean? Like, if I was in that situation and that he's just there sitting there on the side, and why aren't they including him the whole time? I have no idea what they talked about. I have no idea what they talked about the whole
He
time.
understood
That's
a little
all
bit. I
that
think
was
he
going
picked
on in
up
my
on some
head
of it.
was, it's awkward. It's awkward. Why don't you include him? Oh my God, he doesn't know what you're talking about. He probably thinks you're talking about him. You're probably like the whole time. So I have no idea what happened in that lot in that scene. I'd have to rewatch that scene.
No. I'd be like, if that was me, then I'd be like, why am I here? You know what? You two do whatever you want, man.
Yeah, but
I'm
you're not a
gone.
supportive person like that. You're quite
No,
a
mate. What am I supporting there, doing? What, sitting there like some idiot while he's
The
talking?
thing is, he's
These
much,
two have
much,
spent the day
much more
together.
secure than you are.
I don't care. He was proper insecure. He shouldn't have been there. No, he was proper insecure. I would have been at home and I'd be like, you know what? When you're done, we'll have a conversation about this
Then
because
when they get home, you're going to be there with your hammer out.
I'll be like, look, you go and talk to your ex-boyfriend. It's fine. We're married and all that sort of stuff. But then when he saw him and he was like, whoa, this guy's handsome. I saw that look he gave me. What would you like? And he said, pasta. That made me laugh because I was like, ah, did Bobby write this for me?
Past past lives.
Bobby write this film? And then he was talking. He says, he basically his and his English was just enough to get by and everything. And I was like, he came to New York. He didn't even do any of the sightseeing things. They did the touristic thing on the ferry. And the man got a little bit jealous about it. He said, like, we've never done that. And I said, well, that's your own fault there. Why haven't you gone on the ferry to go see the Statue of Liberty? You lived there. And you know, and he knew his wife, but he still got a little bit jealous about it. And I said, that's understandable. I get it. But I was just like, well, nah. Not my kind of movie, to be honest. That's like that.
Everybody can in some way or another relate, because I think everybody thinks about it in, you know, their past. If there was somebody, could you go back and could you talk to them still and see what it would be like now, you know?
I know. All right. I'll pass flame and everything like that. And then sometimes it's just better that they just be a memory for you because, you know, that grass might not always be greener. You'd be like, ah, oh, damn.
But then there's also the fact that, you know, it's happened almost just two or three. This is like the third occasion, isn't it? Where this person keeps propping up again.
Yeah, but he decided to pop up again. Even his friends were like, are you going to America to see this one? They said, this girl, and he says, don't pretend like you don't know what we're talking about. But he felt some sort of sentiment towards this, and he just couldn't. He had to finally meet her, which was possibly a bit too late. Because you said if it was an American film, they would have connected again and run off together and, hello, sunshine, my old friend. Here I am, I come again. They would have been together and oh my God, let's go and live our best lives together. But no, it was just had to be of lost love.
A story of, I guess, what modern technology has sort of done, because without sort of like Skype and things, they wouldn't have been able to, you know, have that sort of connection still. Do you have any final words before the
That's it,
thing?
it's that's it, that's it, I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done with pasta
Pasta
lives.
lives.
Pasta lives. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, and when
Even though
is that?
you tried to make it something else, but it's
I
fine.
don't think I did. I think past lives. I think the other thing actually sounds more interesting than past lives.
I think it sounds more interesting than pasta lives. It does. It does.